Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? We are back with Live Tonight. And we got a good one for y'all tonight. Welcome to the show, Unprivileged AF. Everybody's here. Anyway, well, while she doing that, how y'all feeling tonight?
I feel marvelous.
I'm doing out here.
Marvelous.
I can't
do that.
This treat me so terribly, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
We all praying for you.
I stepped out to go look at that video.
I
appreciate it. All day. I'm here.
Yeah.
Send up the prayers. I'm on a down slope, guys. I got the diagnosis on my birthday. It sucks.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry, but happy belated birthday. And you could also, there's probably also other links there that'll keep you energized and entertained. It'll boost your endorphins.
I'm good on that. I'm good. This is not conducive to my breathing treatments.
Oh, it'll make you breathe harder.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Yeah. So we got a lot to unpack tonight, huh? This has been a wild ride of a week.
Yes, sir.
Since last Monday's episode, let's just get into it, man. Because let's just start off with the first one: Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Big Chef?
I'm chilling, man. It's been a good week, man. I'm here
for you.
For me,
a couple other people. It ain't been a great week.
Yeah, I know.
Oh Lord, where are you starting? I thought he said something about Roe v. Wade.
But, well, okay. That's more than a couple people. Then it's more than just Roe.
Well, Chris, I'm gonna send some to you to share. Then how about that? I need you to share something.
All right, so. All right, well, let's just jump into it. Let's get into the first issue, man. We got Roe versus Wade. So the Supreme Court overturned the Roe versus Wade. So now abortions are illegal. Some states, I understand, are saying, bump that. Y'all can still come over here and get it. So...
Well, that's not, well, let's be clear about that. It's not that it's illegal. They're saying it's not a constitutional right. So, and that's a difference. So it's not that the states are doing something legally. Like, for example, marijuana is on a federal level is illegal. And then states are like, well, bump it. We just gonna allow it. Whereas that's a difference when it comes to making abortion not a constitutional right. That is not the same thing as illegal. It's just saying that if your state does not allow you to have it, you can't sue your state and win and be able to get an abortion. So, for example, a state like Illinois, where it's not a problem, it's not illegal on a federal level, as a resident of Illinois, you can still get an abortion. And it's not a constitutional right, at least a U.S. constitutional right. Could be a state constitutional, but not a federal constitutional right. So that I'm just saying, let's be clear about that, because it's not illegal. It's just not constitutional.
I got you.
Which are two different things. I just want to be clear, because we don't want to know. Nobody well, for us.
Well, the phone lines are open if anyone wants to leave their thoughts, two cents. Okay. What have you? Give us a call at 469-660-4043.
Okay, so so go ahead and share this, because I was since we're waiting, if we're gonna wait other people to call, I'll give my thoughts on this whole Roe v. Wade. I think did you get that image I sent in the chat.
Yeah, I see it.
Just share that. Mm-hmm. Share that image.
Okay. But go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Okay, so what I was going to say, a couple things. And here's the thing. This has been something that's been years in the making. And it really, really, really became laser clear with the 2016 elections. And people did not take this seriously because many people did not vote in the primaries. And many people just said, F it, Hillary emails, and then vote and did not vote for Hillary, or they launched this whole campaign against Hillary Clinton because these fake ass emails that people had a problem with. What did they do instead? They either wrote in a candidate like Mickey Mouse. They either just said, my vote don't damn count. No way, because I don't like none of these motherfuckers, so I ain't going to vote. Or some of them actually really voted for Donald Trump. And there you have it. We have him as president. One thing he promised when he was president, I'm sorry, on the, while he was a candidate, one thing he promised was to turn the Supreme Court into a more conservative-leaning Supreme Court. He promised that. People do not pay attention. And you don't pay attention because you don't think or understand how these things impact you. You have to start paying attention in civics class. I'm so serious. And if you pass at an age where you're not in eighth grade anymore or in 11th grade where you learn government, then you might want to go on YouTube. There's videos you can learn about how the government works, because this was like predicted to happen. This was coming. This is textbook example of elections has its consequences. If you remember correctly, and you may not remember, but we had was it Justice Scalia that died in office during during Obama's presidency. He was supposed to appoint a nominee for Supreme Court justice. The Republicans did everything in their power to block that. They took away his right as the president to put a nominee there. Why? Because they knew he was going to have someone who was more of a progressive thinking versus conservative, because Roe versus Wade was in danger along with many other particular laws. That being said, what did Donald Trump do? As soon as he got in there, he was able to fill that vacancy that had been empty for almost a year under President Obama, because they would not allow him to nominate someone. And not only did he fill that one, he filled two more. So remember, he had Bader Ginsburg, who died. And so he got to fill that one. And I forgot the name of the other justice who retired. Yeah. And that took, he took the place of someone who retired. They were clearly not qualified, but what did they have? They had loyalty towards him and they were conservative. So then he was able to stack the court. You already had Uncle Clarence up there, right? Who you already know was going to go against every possible thing that would benefit people that look like him. But that's a whole nother subject. So there you have it. It's a, no matter what, remember, it's going to always be 5-4 when it comes to stuff. You have four justices who are more progressive, and you have five who are conservative. Donald Trump put three of them motherfuckers up there. And again, y'all asses didn't vote. And so this is how presidential elections affect you every day. So if you would share that picture that I asked you to share there, Chris, you can see, look around there, and you see these states right here. All the states that are gray are states that abortion is already legal. So it's not about a constitutional right, it's just illegal. They're not going to take your right away from you one way or the other. If you notice the great state of Illinois right there in the middle of fuckery, well, there you have it. So all those states all around the great state of Illinois, those are states that did what? Voted for Donald Trump. So we're in the middle of fuckery right here in the state of Illinois. However, if you want to cross that bridge, those who live in St. Louis and come on over, I guess you can, in Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kentucky, and other surrounding states. But the point is, no one should have to do that. But the fact is, because people were not paying attention to the election and thinking that it didn't matter, they don't understand how the presidency impacts their lives, this is how. This is how, just like the primaries were yesterday in Illinois, primaries going around in the country. They're for either gubernatorial races, they're for senatorial races, or they're for your local government. Either way, people need to vote. When you vote for these people, these are the very electors who end up supporting or not supporting the president and supporting what you want to see happen. And there you have it. This is how we got the fuckery we got today. And yeah, I'm done. I said a lot. I'm sorry. But I wanted to clear it up.
Well said. Other than Georgia and Arizona, the rest of them voted for Trump. I mean, Christy, did you have anything to add to that? Because I'd rather let the women speak first.
I do not.
Well, my two cents is everything you said is correct, but we can dig a little further into that. We could dig a little further into that, Janelle. I blame who they call the pro woman of everything, which is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who they said she was a woman's rights advocate, but she just set women rights back decades because she had the opportunity. Obama and them, when he President Barack Hussein Obama, when he was in office, they were begging her to step down, to retire, because she'd been sick for like 30 years. And they were begging her so they can put another liberal justice in her seat. And she chose not to. And then there you go. And Trump got in office and then she decided to broke. And here we are. And they put her with Amy Coney Barrett. But because she was being a jackass and somebody mentioned the prick and was all this and wouldn't step down because her health was in jeopardy as long as I could remember. I can remember in the early 2000s, she was always sick. But they were begging her to step down. And like you said, things have consequences. A majority of women who looked at her as a champion for women's rights, she actually set women's rights back decades.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you anybody has any comments and questions, comments they want to make on it, give us a call. The phone number is geez, I don't even know the phone number. We got a new line, all right? So the phone number is 469-660-4043. All right? It's scrolling at the bottom of the screen. So if you got any comments, give us a call. Leave your thoughts. Turn your radio down.
Please call. Please call, because then it's just us and hearing us. And yeah, I mean, I think we're cool and all, but please call, because we are going to be talking about some topics that we would like to get other people's opinions about. And now that DA is here, DA is
hey.
Yeah, come on, DA. Grace is our main topic for today.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get into the main topic. Well, let's hit these other ones, okay? So, like I said, you all can call in at any time to discuss whatever you want. But we got your boy was breaking had broke the internet today, right? So your boy got 30 years, R. Kelly. He got 30 years for what was it? Sex with a minor, not drug trafficking.
Yeah, for shit he did 30 years ago. He got 30 years for the 30 years ago.
Yep, sex trafficking charges, and yeah. So I mean, he finna get they sending this dude up the river, big time. He ain't gonna be no good when he come out.
It's a life sentence, even though it's 30 years. It's for him. It's a life sentence. Anybody over 40, that's a life sentence.
Yeah, you know. I wonder what songs he's gonna have once he come out.
No.
But is it really 30 years though? I mean, he may end up not serving the full 30 years. Oftentimes, especially on good behavior, he may serve 17.
You know,
maybe 15.
I know people from all type of backgrounds, but it's pretty much a consensus. If you're 45 over, if you get more than 15 years, it's a life sentence. Because I mean, you know, now your retirement's messed up, so you probably gonna. I mean, it really derails normal societal comforts for you. If you got to sit in a box from 45 to 60, so even if he does half, what is R. Kelly, about 51, 52?
He's like 54, I believe, or 55.
55.
Yeah, it's a life. 10 years is a life sentence for him. He can never recover. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna be 65 to talk about some bump and grind, but you know, then again, Ron Isley does it. So
it's some 65 year olds out here bumping and grinding.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, welcome.
Decided to get on.
Good. I'm so glad because I, you know, I can't do this by myself with them. I can't. I mean, you know, too much.
Do you know that? I don't know how to pronounce her first name. I'm gonna go with Ghislaine Maxwell. She had her sentence what yesterday or 2 days ago, the one with Jeffrey Epstein, and she got 20 years, and he got 30 years. And I'm not trying to say a crime is the same; they all horrible. But I'm trying to figure out why the devil she got 20 and he got 30. And
wait, hold on. Did he actually physically participate though? Or was she just a setup man?
She was a setup, but and James, something else is
we don't
they
know.
Weren't, but they weren't minors though. They weren't minors.
Yes, they were. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I thought they were really young. Okay, but at the same time, she didn't do the raping and pillaging.
She was one of the people the MAGA people was talking about. Ask one of your MAGA neighbors. About where they now go out.
Those
try
are your
to
MAGA neighbors
pedophile.
Down there in Florida. I don't have any.
Oh, I got a couple. Yeah. I got a couple.
No, that's Florida, boo. You confused.
Oh, my bad. So that area of Illinois ain't filled with all them white supremacists.
I don't know about that, but you said neighbors. I don't have any MAGA neighbors.
Just better make sure when it's time for the purge, all your doors is locked, because you might be one of the first motherfuckers they come get.
Doors locked with the Glock.
You know they know how to now. You know they talk about how we code switch them. M&Ms be code switching, but the thing is, those children at the time, and I'm not saying all 100% of them were children, but the majority of them were children. That's why Prince, whatever that dude is over in England, they were getting in trouble because they would fly out to that island so they could mess with underage girls, where they're trying to say that Bill Clinton and some other people was on it too. I don't know all the names of all of them, but and R. Kelly participated, but I do not think that his level of predatory, being a predator and a pedophile, was way worse than Jeffrey Epstein. His so bad he hung himself, and then her, and I understand why he hung himself.
No, don't do it, D.A., please.
Come on. You and I both know that man didn't hang himself.
I understand he didn't hang himself. I'm just going off of the black and white facts. I understand if he didn't hang himself, a lot of names of people we might like and we might hate was going to come up.
Right.
A lot of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was executed.
You know.
Wasn't suicide. It was an execution. Well, I just think that The difference is, we all know what the difference is in the sentences between Maxwell and Sylvester, right? This right here.
I don't think it's that shallow. The difference is he actually has sexual relations directly with minors. She did some aiding and abetting. And they had Jeffrey Epstein been able to stand trial, he probably would have got a similar sentence as R. Kelly, if not worse. Like, she's not on the same level as R. Kelly. She's just not. And she already got 20 years. That's a lot for somebody who was aiding and abetting.
No. I was told that she was participating. She wasn't just the setup man. She wasn't the one throwing the alley-oop. She was dunking the ball, too. That's what I was told. She was participating as well. She
I cannot speak on that.
I was watching that truck. I was trying to figure out which celebrities I needed to cancel and which politicians, but Epstein decided to off himself allegedly.
Yeah.
Because I guess women over the age 18 ain't cold enough no more for some of them people.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost a lot of friends. This is just a random. I've lost a lot of friends, you know. Guys in my age bracket that, you know, that want to deal with 25 and 24 year olds. And mm-hmm. I'm 46. So just to give you an idea. So, I mean, it's like, but I got daughters in that age bracket. So it's the minute you come around me with a 25 year old, now I'm thinking, man, were you in my house?
Say that, please.
Were you in my house looking at my daughters, I mean, and people are like, it's not the same. But no, it is. It is the same. I mean, it is the same.
Don't it depend?
And I can even
do Oh, hell, Jay.
There's not a clean slate now. Say for instance, if I was cool with you, and I'm using this, you can take it however you want. Okay. If me and you was cool, DA, from the high school, from back in the day, and I done watched your baby grow from an infant to what she is now, or even from 12 to what she is now, versus, hey, let's say me and you right now, I've known you about a year and a half, and I just happen to walk in your house, and I see some fine 20-year-old, 24-year-old woman. It's not the same level of association. Yes, I'm going to give her all the respect in the world. That's your child. That's your daughter. But to me, I'm not looking at her when I saw her at 11. I'm looking at her as a 24-year-old woman. That's the only time I've seen her. Just like anybody, when we walk in the grocery store, we see a 30-year-old, a 24-year-old woman. We're not saying, oh, she was 11 at one time. But I guess I'm the only one that's got crickets.
Just the way I'm conditioned, because that's what I see. You know, if you ain't 33, you're a child to me. That's how I look. You're a child. I just can't. There's nothing we can. I can't talk to you about really anything. I mean, I don't want a personal relationship with
you. But question: do you think your friend's really trying to talk to them? do you really think they're trying to plan the future? You.
I really think that there's a I really think there's something mentally wrong with them, to be honest.
There you go. I think men
grown up to the point to where they can have these conversations.
It really speaks to their immaturity, though. Like the men who really are attracted to those women of their age and what they bring, so to speak, oftentimes I think it speaks to their immaturity. And because if you're 50 years old and there's a 25-year-old that you call yourself dating, like, what the fuck are you really talking about? Like, you really can't have a conversation. No disrespect towards a 20-something-year-old, but let's be real. You know, they don't have a lot of, you know, life experience and all that. You want to be able to have a intellectual, stimulating type of conversation with someone close to your age because they don't have worldly experience. And if all you're trying to do is run up in some ass again, that speaks to your immaturity, because at that age, sit your punk ass down.
I'm with you 100%. I absolutely, you know, y'all know how I feel about it because it was too close to home for me. I do not think that I can honestly respect, and it doesn't matter the gender, flip it either way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
the gender to me. You know, it's what in the hell can a 25-year-old offer you your 46-year-old ass in any capacity besides some ass? And then that's just wrong on so many levels. I just can't get past it, and I'd be ready to fight every time we had this conversation. I'm gonna go back home.
y'all making a valid point. There's no need for a male to be with any type of woman that is far away from his age range. It does speak to a level of immaturity, but like Janelle said, some of them dudes ain't holding conversations with them. I wouldn't find a 20-something, whatever-year-old woman attractive mentally. They wouldn't be stimulating me mentally or any of that. But there's always a but. I watch 25-year-old women, 22-year-old women all the time when I watch track and field. That doesn't mean that I'm going to talk to them. We just talking about, wow, that woman is bad. She's still a woman. I'm going to look. I'm not just about to be out here acting like I don't notice a cold ass 25-year-old. That don't mean I'm going to go holler at them. But for me to not think a woman 25, 22, you know what, Megan Thee Stallion? Megan Thee Stallion like 26. What, I can't look at her and think she hot?
Looking at and dating and trying to wife them are two different things.
I can speak specifically to that. You know, I was this weekend I had went to Eugene to watch my daughter run in the USA track and field. And I mean, until I see some gray hair, I hate to say it like this, but I mean, until I see some gray hair, I can't even, It don't do nothing for me.
Don't look up here at Mike.
You can you ain't gonna holler at nobody because these women be dying they shit.
Oh no,
they be 70 and dying they shit.
Do you not these grays? I have them.
No, I don't.
I can help you out, DA. I got the grays.
All right.
They're there.
Yeah, but all y'all women, I'm not coloring mine straight.
So I want to speak to what James said though. So it's okay that you're looking and you think that the person may be attractive. That's not even really conversation worthy. You know, you can look at whatever you want to look at. It's where the mind goes after the visual, right? Is it, okay, that's a bad 25-year-old. I like to smash that. Or is it just that that's a very attractive 25-year-old, even because you can pay your kids a compliment. You know, we're not blind and we're not telling you to, or we're not saying, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't see. It's where the mind goes after the visual. And if it's that, oh, that's bad. Oh, is that bad that I could smash that? That's bad. You know what I mean? And then that's when it gets nasty, right? That's when it gets, I'm going to beat your ass when I see you on site type shit.
I don't want y'all to misunderstand my brain. I recognize beauty. And if it's a bad bro, that don't mean I have to do anything sexual to her. Is she bad? She bad. God damn, that woman fine. Or that man is fine to a woman. It ain't got nothing to do with sex. If a woman is cold, she cold. Rihanna gave me that feeling. Lately she's turned me off because she's got knocked up by A$AP Rocky. But I'm saying prior to that, Rihanna was much younger than me, but I was like, fucking, you know, that goddamn Umbrella video did something to a brother.
I'm done.
But
I'm talking about this. No. I'm
not going to sit here and ever lie to y'all and say my eyes don't work and I don't see beauty. I see beauty in if it's a person's daughter. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to holler at her. If she was beautiful, she was beautiful. I'm not going to stare at her out of respect. Like, I got friends that got daughters that's older. Hey, I'm not looking at them like that, but right. I've known them longer. But if I just met somebody and that's their daughter, I mean, shit, 2 seconds ago, she was just some fine woman down the street. I didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Let's see. We got to get into another one now. You know what we got to get into? It's been all over Facebook all for the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play something and I, you know, and then I wait for y'all's reactions afterwards. All right. Here we go.
That's just one burger, one fry.
What he like? What do you mean?
Okay, what about my other kids?
What about your other kids?
Okay, but them your kids' siblings, though.
What are you talking about? What are you mad
them about? My kids, them your kids' siblings, though.
So what you want?
So he finna, my other kids finna be left out.
You didn't feed them?
You know I don't give my food stamps to the seven.
Lisa, how is that my problem?
But if you're trying to help out, though, you're not helping out.
I'm not trying to help, I'm trying to help my son. My
how are you helping your son when you're only getting care for, food for just him and not the other kids, his siblings?
Lisa, you had
them are his siblings,
Lisa,
though. He's not finna eat in front of all his other siblings and they're not eating on McDonald's. No, why do I gotta put...
Bring him out to the car. I'll let him
eat. No. He's not finna eat that shit at all if you can't bring enough for everybody.
Lisa, so you telling me that I gotta bring... So when I bring my son food, I gotta bring your kids food too now?
Yes.
You sound f***ing dumb.
How is that shit dumb? You sound dumb.
Where are they daddies at? Nobody told you to talk to them other... You have them other kids. Them your responsibility. They're not my responsibility.
Okay, but if you're gonna bring one, you need to bring it for all. How do that shit look that I'm letting one child eat McDonald's and all the rest of the kids can't eat no fucking McDonald's? So you know I get food stamps on the 11th.
Three kids that ain't mine. What
yeah,
look like?
They're his siblings. You knew what you was getting into when you had
nerves now. Anyway, you know, I've seen so many people making comments on this week. You know, other people have said he should have just took the kid with him, let the kid eat. You know, she honestly, personally, she sounds ignorant as fuck. You know, those kids are not my responsibility. My son is my responsibility. That's my responsibility. I'm not paying for those other kids. I'm not in a relationship with you. If he was in a relationship with her, then that'd be different, because you're supposed to take care of, you know, if you go into a relationship with this woman and y'all cohabitating and everything, yeah, you're going to supply for all the kids in the house. But I'm just bringing my kids some food. I ain't bringing your kids some food. No. I will take my son with me, and I'll take my son to McDonald's.
But you know what, Chris, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, because it's just, and maybe again, you know, since I've had like a non-biological child, I'm not going over nobody. If my kids at somebody's house, I'm bringing all the kids some food, man. I'm not going over there just with, you know, with one, no, well, he going to eat and the rest of them ain't going to eat. Well, it's not my responsibility. They're kids. At the end of the day, I mean, if I'm going to buy a Totino's pizza, whatever I'm going to buy, I'm going to get them all one, man, because it's just like, you know, that's the worst feeling in the world, man, you know, to be singled out. I mean, you know, I'm talking about in the reverse, you know, oh, so everybody, all them kids hungry, and then little Johnny gets something to eat, you know, because, oh, Johnny daddy, you know, it just, I think, you know, stuff like that almost, I dare to say, tears apart the black family, man, because, I mean, it's already fragile, but it's like, man, I mean, it just, y'all, these kids aren't equal. Or so his daddy's responsible, so he's gonna do better. You know, he's gonna have food or a toy to play with, or, you know, that's just I can't see that, man. I couldn't do it myself. I could not sit there and go over and not have food for all those kids.
All right. Well, can I weigh in? This is a tough one, and I say it's tough because, for one. And I don't know if I heard it play all the way to the end, like I heard it earlier today, how he was saying, you know, if it was one or two, then okay, but you got three, four kids up in here. And so what we don't know, there's context behind this that we didn't get. Like, we don't know what happened before. Like you said, something simple as, why don't you just take the kid with him? Well, she could have, we don't know, you know, what the arrangement was. She probably was like, hey, can I come spend a little time with him? You know, cause she acting, you know, being typical sometimes and saying that, you know, he can't come get the kid and take him out or whatever. Ain't no telling. It's like a lot of stuff we don't know. All we see is that little 2-minute TikTok clip that she put out there to make him look bad. But in actuality, like I said, there's more that we don't know. And especially in terms of, she apparently has 4 kids, right? And so she's talking about, I don't get my... Okay, I don't, 10, shit, it don't matter, but he has one in the house. And so, like he said, if it was one or two that I provide for, we don't know what's in this man's pockets. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what he can afford and not afford. He can't afford every time he come over there to see his kid to, you know, bring some for her kids too. Like, that's not right. If they were dating, I think you said this, Chris, then or somebody said it, I get that. If you choose to date a woman with all them kids, then... You gonna have to do for all them kids too, because that's part of the relationship. Exactly. It'd be kind of hard to be dating a woman and then her being okay with you seeing the kids out, but they're not in a relationship apparently, and so he's at least doing what he has to do. And we don't know, this man may be working $15 an hour and doing the best he can to provide for his child. And the fact that she's talking about, well, you know my stance, how he know when her stance come? And then the fact that you are not being responsible when it comes to, A, laying up having kids. Like, there's a bigger conversation that really does need to be had. And it's not just about our community, but it's a bigger conversation that needs to be had. The fact that, you know, you're having multiple children by multiple baby daddies. And then, you know, some decent, some not. One in jail, one work for a corporation. You know, I'm like, come on, dude. Like, at some point, we have to break this generational stuff that's going on, because there are a lot of young ladies today, and I've heard it over and over again, that say they want kids, but they don't want to be married. They want kids, but they don't want this baby daddy to be around them. They just want to have kids. And I've only heard this in our community, and I've seen it published, you know, out on social media. Only black young ladies are saying this. And it's, and I've had conversations with young girls saying the exact same thing. And I'm talking to them, how do you want to build generational wealth? You cannot build it this way. You can't tell people that what they got to do in terms of being married. But when you are married to your child's parent, then you don't have money leaving your house, so you don't have to have rent here and rent there in two different places. But I'm saying, if we could be more responsible about who we land up with, and then not expecting a taxpayers like me and everybody on this panel to have to pay for your damn food stamps to have to provide for babies that you could have been responsible enough. I give you that. Two, five. Come on, dude. Like, come on. And all the ways in which we have birth control, you ain't got to have a receipt every time you lay up with somebody. You don't have to. And then expect me and then your other children's father to have to take care of the mistakes you made. Because let's be real, children are blessings. But let's be 100. A lot of us are some fucking mistakes that our parents made. Tell the truth and shame the devil. And some of us made mistakes. But fact is, people make it's a lot of folks walking around are mistakes, but we have to pay for it. Now tell me how that's fair.
This is true.
You know there would be about 8 billion less people in the world if mistakes weren't made. That's fact.
I believe that. But they're also responsible people who plan to have children. They're responsible people who if they want to lay down and have sex with someone they're not committed to, they use something called birth control.
I want to chime in on the whole video itself, because this is part of the issue that I have with women in the selections that they make. You know, if you thought going in that you would be able to make a video about your baby daddy not providing McDonald's for all your 50 million 11 kids, at some point, I just want us to do better. This is the problem that I'm having with the fact that we can drag our Black men, you know, and make them look. Now, and let me be very clear here. And I'm gonna be real honest. I don't think that the dude had to bring everybody McDonald's. He didn't have to do it. If he wanted to, he could have. Should he have? Absolutely. I feel like he probably should have. If his money was right. McDonald's is $9 a Whop now for just a meal. It's $9. 9 times 5 is 45. He could have went to the grocery store and bought them kids some groceries so that they could eat until the 11th when her stamps came. Because let's be honest, he knew who he was dealing with too. And so these babies are not... you know, they shouldn't suffer. You know, none of them should suffer. But the fact that we have a video that's streaming and nobody is addressing the fact that this broad is taking the time to drag this man on a video because he didn't bring McDonald's, I'm saddened by this. This is absolutely repulsive. And here's the other side of that. Girl, being a mother, as a woman, as long as you are a woman, your children should never be hungry.
Ooh, Lord.
Your kids should never be hungry.
Or your vagina trash.
This is a prime example of why I choose my circle. This is the reason why. Because, see, I don't even want to be friends with nobody that's stupid like that. Because, see, as a friend, I would have picked up the phone and immediately told her, now, you know, you trifling as fuck. And while you got these long ass Bambi ass eyelashes, your weave down to your asshole, you got a new outfit every week, you know, but now you want to drag this man because he didn't bring your other four kids McDonald's. I mean, this is so, while we talking about the other big things, let's talk about that too, because this is just triflingness at its finest. And so every opportunity we get, we need to really reach back and help these clown ass little mamas out here, because they some real clowns.
Bro, I'm trying. I promise you I'll be having these conversations with these young ladies. But to piggyback on what you said, I think there's more to this setup video.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I highly doubt that she called him and said, hey, Tyrone, you know, my stamps don't come to the 7-Eleven or whatever. Can I hold $20 or $30 to go to the grocery store? I just don't believe. Now, if she can say that, yeah, I might be looking at a little weird, but he still ain't obligated to do shit for her, but I might be looking at a little weird. But it was probably a, hey, I'm about to come over, get little Tyron and take him to the zoo or something, whatever the agreement was, and I'm gonna stop by McDonald's to pick up something. And now he's probably done this before. It's like, oh yeah, I'm about to catch this nigga. I'm about to catch him, right? And then that's when he comes in with the one thing. Was he supposed to know all the kids is at home? They got daddies. Maybe it's at the other grandmamas in them house, auntie's house, made for the summer. They with their daddies. I like, he's supposed to ask that question every time he come get his kids. Hey, are your other 5-Eleven kids there?
Right.
And if they are, should I bring something for them? That's what you do if you smash him. He ain't smashing her right now. Yeah. They're not together.
And it sounds like she angry he ain't smashing. And that's the reason why she was able to make a video like that. Let me just say this. You know, we need to get beyond these videos. This new era of video is wearing me to the fucking dirt. I promise you, everything that you could possibly think you're gonna catch on tape, they catching it, and that's cool because it's been happening, and it's been happening since the beginning of time, and I'm cool with that. But it's just, when is enough enough? Like, can we please just reach back and help these clowns? Like, even the brother, you know, because I'm telling you, some relationships are ending behind this video because people are having this conversation and they're debating it, but it's not debatable. The problem is the parents, period. That's what the problem is. And we got to feel sorry for these kids. You know, not to even switch topics, but I was just thinking about, there was that video out there with Kanye. He had on some crazy get up the other day. His whole face was covered up. And the first thing I thought was, Lord, I'm gonna pray for them babies. Because them babies gonna need some real counseling because they parents is fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm going to add, and I don't want to sound like that dude, but I honestly, in my heart, believe that video is absolutely fake. And that video is staged just because people are so much of attention whores. Mm-hmm. They're just, all they care about is likes and loves and retweets and stuff so they can get something to go viral, which is happening because she's putting him on blast, but she's blurring out his face. Mm-hmm. They're in a public space, so you don't have to blur out his face. And then he's standing there allowing a camera to be right in his face while she's dog. I don't know too many men that's going to let a woman or a person dog them out. Be like, put that phone down. Let's talk man to man or whatever. I just believe it's a whole set. And then she's embarrassing herself talking about stamps and things like that. I know black women got more pride than that. I just believe that video is staged and it's just for us to give dialogue to and go viral.
Well, even though I agree that I don't know if it's staged or not, but I think it just opens up this discussion because it's a conversation that does need to be had. But at the same time, I believe that she probably, I think it got probably blurred after all the shares. I don't know that she had the brains to do that, but somebody in our comments, Tammy said she probably selling those food stamps. Do you know how many hundreds of dollars they getting in a month for food stamps? Especially here, 4 or 5 kids, they're getting like $1,000 in food stamps. And so, I mean, if we want to assume things, we can assume she must have sold half her stamps. That's why she don't get her next stamps to the 11th. And I don't know if that's 11th of July or 11th of June, based on where we are. I don't know how recent this video is. And if it's the 11th of July and we're looking at today, you know she sold them bitches and didn't do right by them. But let's be honest, we know that's happening quite a bit because some of us on this panel probably have bought some food stamps. Well, okay, so you know they not doing right by him, and you know these same women selling these food stamps got baby daddies, okay? Hello? So my point is, we're not doing right by that in the first place. But at the end of the day, who does get impacted, whether the parents are doing right or not? It is the kids. And to DA's point, that's why I say it's hard for me, is that it's just the kids are going to feel singled out. It's about feeling a certain way as a child. We were all children before and felt slighted at some point. And it's hard. So that's why I say it's a tough one for me. But at the end of the day, what isn't tough is the fact that I honestly do not think he's obligated and responsible. If she won't let him be irresponsible and have all them damn kids and require me to have to pay for them and my taxes, that's when I get slightly perturbed by that. Right. I don't give a fuck about what some damn McDonald's. I care about you getting a job and your job not being spreading your legs and giving birth. How about that?
And
something else.
Amen.
If you want to do that, I mean, you know, I just feel like, Rod, you should have rationed your food to the 11. You can't be struggling because you thought maybe Tyrone was going to come through and hit you with a 20 spot, or are you relying heavily on your male suitors to bring all your children food? Again, there's such a bigger issue here. It's a whole mental issue. If you really, everything is mental to me today. Everybody going crazy as hell.
And you know what, y'all, please remember, you can always call in. I mean, I know some of y'all like typing and all that, but you can also call in with your comments. Just hit us up at 469-660-4043. Again, it's 469-660-4043. We do want to hear other people other than ourselves. So come on, don't be shy. Just call in and talk to us. If you got a point, something you want to make, just talk to us about it. We're glad to listen and maybe, you know, argue with your ass, but that's what we do.
Let's get a dialogue going.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna just say that, you know, like I said, me personally, you know, he was not obligated to bring them kids anything. As like I said, he should have just took the child with him, went and got something to eat and brought him back. Like you said, it's not his responsibility because she decided to lay up with some local with some trash ass niggas.
Yeah.
And have babies by him.
We're making allegedly trashy.
Because the situation after the kids get here, we still have time to do better. It's never too late to be better. And so, you know, the fact that there still is disconnect leads me to lean more to what James is saying. It may just very well be for the clout. And, you know, I'm always with that. I believe they clout chase all day long. But at the end of the day, these scenarios really do happen. And so, like Janelle said, it's a conversation that has to be had. Chris, take the kid with you. Yeah, you could take your kid with you. You know, again, now here comes the bigger thing for me. How you sleep with yourself at night, you know, when you know that you just left a place where four other kids was hungry and you could have helped but didn't.
Sleeping like a newborn baby. No, you said could have helped. You don't know, though. I mean, I'm not going to feel guilty because I mean, that wasn't my nut. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no nut off of that. I'm going to just be 100 with you. And it's not that I can't feel no type of way when I'm trying to do for the child that I have to take care of myself and support myself and support my child. He may have other biological children too, but other baby mamas, who knows? That's why I said I think this video is so unfair because you don't get the context. You do not know what's going on. That's what's not right. He could have six kids, five kids, or he could just have that one child and be working a minimum wage job and doing what he can to survive. So that's why I think, you know what I'm saying? It's bullshit to do it, to put something out there like that and not, you know, and then get people all worked up, which I'm not going to be worked up because I don't believe, I can't feel some type of way about something that I don't have all the information about. I think she set dude up.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into today's topic.
As if.
Right. All right, DA. So this was your idea. So explain today's topic for us.
Oh, top five. I was just starting to think of, like, you know, just everything, people's top five things. Of, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be. It could be, you know, top five cars, top five foods, top five destinations, top five pastimes, you know, whatever your top five is.
Now you're changing. I thought it was top five things we can't live without.
I'm changing.
That's different.
Well, I mean, it's
it's cool.
That was my example. I mean, my personal example, top five things that you can't live without. I mean, but I just didn't want to sit there and hold people, into that space, because people were hitting me up and they're just like, well, what about movies? You know, that's fine. You know, when people ask about movies, they're asking me about restaurants. And I was just like, you know, it's whatever you want it to be. You know, so it's broad enough to, because this is one of those things where everybody has a top five.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'll start.
Okay.
So, I guess the post is, what we're going to do is talk about the top five things we can't live without. Okay. So, because that's what we agreed on. Okay.
Fair enough.
So mine would be first, and in no particular order, mine would be Jesus Christ. Number two would be my wife. My third one is my cell phone. My fourth one is the internet. And my fifth one is music. I mean, I gotta have music in my life. And, you know, yeah, I'm a jazz kid. I love jazz. Those would be my top five. Interesting? No, probably not. But they're my top five.
Can I get you to elaborate on each of your top five, just a quick sentence behind each one? Like why those things are important to you? Because those are just blank. I want to know why your wife is and why Jesus Christ is and why those are important and necessary in your life.
Look at James. All right.
Yeah, I want to know.
Took the words right out of your sister's mouth.
Oh, there you go. I've been around you long enough. I guess it finally rubbed off.
Right. Well, okay, let's say starting off with my wife. You know, well, I mean, that's my rib. I mean, if I don't have her, I don't have nothing.
All right, Shirley. Shit.
Okay.
Oh, girl. Shit.
What I'm talking about.
Teach me your ways. Anyway, go ahead.
So, I mean, she's my everything. That's my go-to. That's
okay. Nice.
That's my road dog. You know, like I said, music, that's just life for me, you know. Yeah. Jesus Christ, I mean, that's self-explanatory. That, you know, I mean, I know it's, you got a lot of people here, and what's killing me is you got a lot of people turning their back on the church nowadays, and I get it, you know, white man gave us his religion, yada, yada, yada. But in the words of one Christian rapper, Lecrae, he says, if I'm wrong, I wasted my life. No, he says, if you're wrong, if I'm wrong, I wasted my life. If you're wrong, you wasted your eternity. Okay. Yep. So, hey, that's just the way I feel. And what was the fourth for music? My wife, the Lord, my phone. Hey, I need my phone.
You said internet too.
Yeah, internet. The internet and phone kind of go hand in hand, I guess, you know, because, you know, you got to be, there has to be a way. I mean, if I'm out stranded somewhere, I got to be able to contact somebody. I got to be able to call somebody.
How did we do this 30 years ago when we did not have cell phones?
Well, ain't nobody.
He had to go to those X-rated stores.
Ain't nobody carrying quarters around in their pocket no more.
And take their VHS tapes and DVDs.
Change put holes in your pocket so you ain't, and besides, they don't even have pay phones no more.
Beef on the beeper, call you a hoe on the beeper. What was the number for the hoe? What was it?
304.
304.
You would know that, Jay.
You know that. Would know.
Okay, my bad.
I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
So yeah, that's my top five.
Beautiful. So,
who's next? Come on.
All right. Well, you know, I got a lot of pushback from this because I actually mentioned it to you know, friends, and you know, at first I had, you know, oh man, I couldn't do without a hamburger, you know, a premium hamburger. But it really, and all this other crazy stuff. But here, I'll tell you what. And this is basically, again, in no particular order. I just went all the way. It everything got boiled down to where it's bare bones. I mean, it got my top five, again, in no order, is water, sleep, food, shelter, and money. You know, with the water, you know, water, you can't, you know, survive, what, more than like 3 days without it. Sleep, 11 days. Food, 30 days. I mean, you could survive without the shelter, but it'd be a lot harder on you. And the money would come in because I could get everything else that I would want or need. So, but yeah, it really got boiled down because, I mean, man, I was a...
You went straight survival mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I
thought about what you right. Well, the need, that key word, that, you know, need. That's all I need. Right. Everything else is a want.
Right.
Okay,
so I'm going to go. So my top five in no particular order, but maybe. I gotta have music. Music is my soul. That's it. And so let me tell you, I can't even go music first without saying the sunshine too, because I thrive off of the sun. And so I gotta have the music, the sunshine. I gotta have money because I am a miserable person without money. I do not do well if I'm broke. I don't do well if the sun ain't shining, and I don't do well if I don't have that music. And then sex. I cannot live without sex.
It's a nympho, resident nympho.
Your DM's about to blow up. They about to give you what you need.
Listen, that's it. Them my tops. Listen.
Oh, God.
Don't judge my life, but that's it.
Okay. No, what I'm just saying is you just cracked the code for a lot of brothers right there. So no. they about to be at your door.
No, they not.
Okay, I didn't I don't want to follow that, but I will.
Hold on, Janelle. Is anybody else hearing that?
Yes.
Coming through Janelle. Yeah.
That's how the phones used to be back in the day, 30 years ago.
Okay, we can't hear you at all now.
Uh-oh.
Well, while she working on hers, come on, James.
My five things are sort of what y'all said. It's my wife, water, food, music, and technology. And it's probably in that order. I think with my wife is number one is the amazing person that she is and how she grounds me. I'm a live wire, and every bit of electricity needs a ground, and she grounds me. She's my leash. She keeps me under a certain level of control to keep me from killing myself, not on purpose, but for doing stuff like, hey, I feel like jumping off the roof. See if I could jump. See if I could land on both feet. She would tell me that's some stupid shit, and I say, you're right. She would keep me grounded, and she's my heart and soul, so she's everything that Chris mentioned. Of course, water, like DA mentioned, hey, I drink like a gallon a day every day, and it's so good to have water in my life. Food, I need good food, and I try not to eat to live, or I try not to live for eating, but I'm eating to live, and I love food. Music, what can I say? I'm from Chicago. We the home of house music. I've been lately over the past 2 years, I said, fuck rap. I just hate rap. I listen to it still because some songs are catchy, but I was a hip hop dude my whole life, but this shit just stupid. And I listen to some of it, but I can only stand maybe 30 minutes of it. But I listen to it, you know, and Chris mentioned jazz. House music is like my version of jazz, my updated version of jazz. And then technology, do what he said with the internet, with the advent, and I clump technology in with cell phones, computers, iPads, everything, the internet, because yeah, like he said, without technology, motherfuckers like Chris and DA would still be having to go to those corner video stores to pick up their weekend treats, where now all we got to do, all they got to do is just grab their phones and it's go time. It's pound town.
Ooh, okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. So, I'm sorry. I didn't consider like the basic things, because food, water, shelter, I just, you know, hey, that just comes with it. So for me, my top five, and in no particular order, as Chris stated, is I can't live without my Platinum American Express card.
That's right.
I'm sorry. It just has a wealth of benefits. I mean, y'all can say what you want about me. Yeah, I might be bougie. Okay, fine. But I got TSA pre-check, global entry, and clear, all because of my my Platinum American Express card. But they pay for that. Not to mention, pre-sales to exclusive events and concerts, you know, how I got them front row seats to New Edition when they came to town. Because why? Because Amex Platinum card holders got seats reserved early. Mm. So there's that. My bi-weekly massages, I can't live without. Do what you want to. I had a 90-minute today. I love somebody hands on me. I just can't live without. Damn. It's good for my immune system. Good for my attitude. It's just I gotta have it. My monthly Brazilian waxes.
But Chris, I'm gonna set up a Cash App for their OnlyFans page coming soon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I get you send the Cash App directly to me. You ain't gotta do all that. You know how I get down. But anyway, my bi-weekly pedicures. Gotta have it. Don't do that, James. Each day on. I'm not judging your list. Don't judge mine. my passport. I can't live without my passport. I'm sorry. I got to get the hell on. I got to go when I want to go. Those are things. I have more, but I didn't. I just noticed just a while ago it said five because I had like 12 things. So I just put those five. Because I was going to say, you know, Amazon Prime and my grocery delivery. I can't live without my grocery delivery. I'm done going to the store with these peasants.
Always got to go extra.
I can't do it no more. I can't.
She called us peasants.
I like it.
I can't.
So between you and Chrissy, y'all DMs go blow up. You got to have some hands on you, and she got to have that. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. So if y'all want to get a hold of them, give an inbox.
No.
Fellas.
Stupid.
Hit us up. Hit us up. We're going to set y'all up with Chrissy and Janelle. I'm going to put their pictures on the page.
You are so crazy.
Full body pictures.
Listen, I'm about to do a full body picture too. Plus, with this COVID, I done dropped another 7 pounds.
Go ahead.
All right, you gone, girl.
I just like, what does, if you don't get the 90-minute massages, does it have to be 90? What is a 30 minute?
30. What can you do with 30? I can't do nothing with 30 minutes. I'm sorry. That don't. That's an insult.
Hey guys.
So, do it have to be a man only, or you get massaged by women, or?
Didn't nobody say nothing about gender? My masseuse is a female.
Okay.
Oh, my masseuse would have to be a woman.
Right. Ain't no big. No,
but I've had men, and oh my God, it feels amazing because the hands and intensity. Because I like a deep tissue. I love to when the pressure. I love when they go deep. I don't want that. Like, I love a good pressure massage. I really, really do. But no. It doesn't have to be a woman, but the woman that I see, she's just like 5 minutes from the house. It just works, you know. So,
James, you heard her, right? Women. You heard her, right? Yes. She said she loves when it go deep.
I'm telling them DMs gonna blow up, man.
People who really get into massages and what the health and wellness and what it does for your immune system, all that, understand what I mean by that. Now, the perverts on the panel will will just pervert, because that's what
it's difficult. Ever since the advent of X videos and those massage videos they had, it's hard for me to go in. I'd be like Deshaun Watson. I'd be expecting a happy ending. So the porn game has messed me up, and I would be getting kicked out them MNFs. I'd be like, you done? No, you not done.
Oh, I must say this. So, I gotta say this. So, look, y'all may not know. Well, I think you know because I mentioned it. But I mean, I'm going to the Essen Fest Friday. But I come back for a couple days, and I'm going to Dubai, and I'm going with my mother. And my mother's gonna be 75 this year, and I may as well say it now because it don't matter. I ain't gonna do it. But we're flying on Emirates Air. You know how nice of an airline that is. So I decided, because I'm trying to do nice things for her because her birthday is September, she'll be 75. I was like, you know what? We got some nice seats, but I was like, I'm gonna upgrade her to first class. So I got in touch with my travel agent, and I was like, I'm gonna take my mama. We about to do some first class for her birthday. Bruh, when she emailed me back, she told me that for both our tickets to upgrade to first class, and I know DA laughed because he know what I'm about to say. He probably know. She said $18,833.34. You could have kept the 34. I said, Now I was willing to pay. I was thinking, it maybe be another 1,000. You know what I'm saying? I got you, girl. I was so surprised. She don't know nothing about this. If she see this, she'll know that I tried, you know. But I was like, Mama, I can't swing this one. I'm not gonna swing it. I just don't. And then it's at night. We're leaving at 8:45 at night. We gonna sleep the whole night. They give us dinner, then they give us breakfast and a snack. What is you doing? And so when I said it, I was like, for that, I need 4 happy endings.
Right.
It's a lot of stuff I need for the $18,000. I promise you, it's a lot of stuff that I'm gonna need. But I'm thinking we're sleeping at night. You can't even give me all the stuff I'm gonna need for $18,000. So I refuse. So that's why my mom ain't getting first class. So right now I'm trying to upgrade us to a presidential suite at the JW Marriott in Dubai. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm working on that because this flight ain't happening. I can't do that for Ethel. I love Ethel, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
What? No. First class upgrade, $18,000.
Upgrade, not the ticket, because I already got a ticket on the plane. But if I want to move up a few feet,
they ain't gonna blame the pandemic.
Yeah, they got the suites on everything. I mean, they got the suites with the showers and all that, you know. So, yeah,
I don't want that one. I just want the first cut. I don't want the suite.
Oh, you didn't even go to the suite.
No, I just said first class. It wasn't even an individual pod thing. I just wanted to, you know, be in the front of the plane, you know, for my mama to have that experience of getting on board first. I, you know, because I know she hasn't done an international flight, so I wanted to treat her special that day. We're gonna be a different type of special that day.
How much was the suite? I'm thinking you're talking about the suites.
I don't even know. No, I wasn't even talking about the suites. Unless my brother decided he want to chip in on that $18,000, then maybe we could do it. But I can't.
I'll give you the 34 cent.
Damn. I'm telling your mama.
My thing is, why pay $18,000? What they say, the journey, not the destination, that's bullshit. When it comes to flying, the destination of being in Dubai, it don't matter how you get there, you're going to be in Dubai.
Right. Well, they suppose there's like, well, you're going to have a private car come get you. And then I was like, but we already got that. You know, like, yeah, we're going to be there for 8 days. I already got that part as part of the package that I got. So I don't even understand. Anyway, so if y'all going to Dubai, don't fly first class unless you know you Jack Harlow and you can fly first class international, because I ain't going.
I flew first class government when I had to go over there to the Middle East, but it wasn't like what you explained.
No, I mean, I've flown first class, you know, stateside, but I
had
not
to risk my life
first class international, clearly.
Mm-mm. It wasn't $18,000. It was just my life was at risk to fly
about to
over.
Choke when she sent me that.
Right. Well, I guess that's everybody's top five. Nobody called in.
All right.
So the lines are open. The lines were open. The lines are still open. So, So I guess that was the show. Let's get in our parting words, everybody. What y'all got?
What y'all talked about breaking up the black family, that is so true, what Christy mentioned. What we need to do is try to, even if we don't know a black person, just give them a head nod. Say, how you doing? What's up, brother? What's up, sister? And keep it moving. Just, I'm not saying be racist, but when it comes to be more pro-black as far as speaking, instead of, because I've gone places where people turn their nose up at me, and it be black people. And then all of a sudden when I walk past them, I smile, give them a nod, say, what's up, brother? They can't see my smile because I rock my mask. But they know I'm smiling because I smize. I know how to smize now. But show more love to more black people, and let's try to make that shit go viral.
Word.
I like it.
All right. Next.
I'll go. If you have not voted in your state's primary yet, if you were thinking that it wasn't a big deal, you don't need to vote because you should only vote in November, you know, unthink that. Retrain your brain. You need to vote for the primaries because the primary is the reason why we got that clown in 2016 because people did not vote. And that's how we ended up with that fool on the ballot in November. So, again, elections have consequences. So make sure you go ahead and you vote in your primaries. And if your primary I pass as in vote, please vote in November.
Amen. And you guys, please understand that this COVID thing is still out here. It's real. I'm not saying it because I'm laid up with it. Yes, I am. I'm saying it.
You're so your best serious. Friend right now.
Right. I'm so serious because, you know, I was able to bypass this, you know, for a long time and to have it. Listen, be responsible. When you know that you're not feeling well, go and take the test. Don't just keep spreading this shit around because it's never going to go away. And so mask up, wash your hands, stay clean, and be responsible. Shit.
I didn't even know people were still getting that shit, but okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You got something, DA? You passing?
He ain't passing.
Oh, no, man. No, it's, you know, as always, it's not really, you know, nothing really parting to say, man. Just this is today or right now is the beginning of anything you want. So,
amen.
You know, so yeah, whatever you're doing. And if you think you're doing enough, you probably not do more.
That's it.
Beautiful.
I love amen. It.
And mine is you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. By C.S. Lewis. Okay, so what's up, James?
I got one more thing. My sister and I had the conversation yesterday or the day before. I be getting my days mixed up. She was on her way to donate blood. I donated blood 2 weeks ago. I got another donate shirt. I believe more black people need to be donating. I'm not just talking about black people. More people. There's only 10% of America's population that donate. And one thing is, and I'm not making it a racial thing, but a lot of our black brothers, mainly brothers, not sisters, but mainly brothers are dying because they get shot up in these streets because of the lack of blood, not because of what they get shot at or where they got shot. Is because they lost too much blood and they didn't have blood to give. If we as black people start donating more blood, maybe we'll have a surplus of it. Yeah, some white people gonna get that blood, but some black people gonna get it too.
Yeah, that really is a good one to piggyback on that. There is a critical blood shortage right now. So and a lot of black people are O positive. O positive are universal donors, meaning that everybody can use our blood. We can't take it, but everybody can use our blood. And in an emergency, these hospitals have been running short. They really have been running short. So it's at the critical level right now. So I'm a regular donor, but
I'm O positive.
My brother mentioned that. Yeah, probably all of us on this panel are O positive. Most of us are. So
they give you a cool t-shirt.
High school. I haven't given blood since high school, and I only did it just to get the pizza.
Damn. Okay.
Get out of class.
They give you gift certificates, gift cards, and stuff like that.
I mean, or sometimes just nothing. You just get a cool thank you. to donate, but you should still consider it, because you know what? It could be you. That's why I always think about it. It could be me. It could be somebody I love. And I've been donating for the last 30 years or so. I don't, you know, and they tell you where your blood goes. I mean, you get a whole journey of it's here in the testing stage. It's here where it's gone shift to the hospital. It's here. And now it's been given to somebody. I mean, not that anybody has to care about that, but if you do, that matters. But the fact is to know that that's a simple thing to do is 16 ounces. You get to lose weight. You lose 1 pound that day. How about that? If you can't figure out another way to lose weight, you can lose a pound that day.
All right.
By donating blood.
That's true.
We want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Everybody who was in the comments, yeah, I could have called. But anyway, as usual, if you got questions, comments, topic suggestions, give us an email at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Visit us on our website, unprivilegedaf.com, and leave us a message there. Follow us on all our social media.
And jump in Christy's inbox if you about, you know, helping her with the number 5 of hers.
Bang it.
Bang it out. Bang, bang, bang.
Yep, and she just don't sit butt naked on her couch, okay?
Oh,
period.
No. If it's the next couple of days, bring a mask with you. Mask and some condoms.
Don't be free balling on the sofa.
Because right now, Raw ain't the law. Based on this Roe v. Wade, Raw ain't the law no more.
Wow.
Right.
Even though COVID, I could still smash. That's crazy.
You just gotta have your mask on. You gotta have your mask.
Some for son to eat too.
Oh my god!
But anyway, all right, y'all. Follow us on our social media: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We there. No TikTok, no Twitter. We don't need those. We don't. Anyway, we'll see you all next week, and. You all have a blessed week as well, and we'll see you then. Have a good night, everybody.
See y'all later.